And you know, each week at this time, or some weeks never at all, most weeks never, we honor a town, a village, a bird across the U.S. and a rearranged map of the same with all the holes in it. Well, the town of the week here is Sarah Nix.
Del Norte, Colorado is a small town at the foot of the San Juan Mountains, where the headwaters of the Rio Grande pour onto the sage-filled plains. It's the seat of Rio Grande County in north-central Colorado. The town got its start in the late 1870s when gold prospectors moved into the San Juan Mountains. Del Norte was a supply base and banking center for miners in the San Luis Valley. Those adventurous men and women found them thar hills full of gold and silver, and by 1872, Del Norte was a town organized and incorporated. As well as mining, settlers bound further west used Del Norte as a supply stop on their way to California. During those boom years, the population grew to about 10,000 people, and the town boasted an opera house, movie theater, and library. Post-boom, Del Norte's population is about 2,000. These days, the economy relies mainly on ranching and agriculture, but being right next to the Rio Grande National Forest, it's also a gateway for bikers, hikers, skiers, for fishing, hunting, and snowmobiling. Visitors can take in all that activity, and if you happen to be in town at the end of July, you can join in Covered Wagon Days, which includes wagon parades, live music, and a black powder shooting competition, and a whole lot more. For a little local sports, you might get a chance to see the Del Norte High Warriors play, and that is our Town of the Week, Del Norte, Colorado.
All right. So it is Del Norte?
Correct.
Not Norte?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, I think it's too far north to be called Del Norte. Never mind.
Okay. But it does mean of the north.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting. So it was a boom town. Is still any mining going on there?
I don't think so. I think now mainly it's just outdoor activities.
Okay. And is it near Westerfield?
I don't think so.
No.
Ville.
And Lyle's calling. Lyle's just sitting there. He's not doing a thing, actually. How are things, Lyle? Just taking a little time off? Oh, you got, okay, he actually got someone. Eddie Atencio is on the phone with us now from Del Norte, Colorado. Hey, Eddie, how are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. Did we catch you at a busy time? Are you at work? Or?
Nope, I'm at play.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing to do is play.
Yeah, yeah. What are you going to do today? You go out and do some fishing or something?
Well, actually, we've already started. They went out and shot a few prairie dogs.
Oh, you did.
Came back. We did, and I came back home, so I could get the phone call.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go watch my son play softball this afternoon.
Yeah. Those prairie dogs, were they armed? Was that self defense?
Well, yeah, it was. It was self defense.
Yeah.
You know, they have pretty sharp teeth. You know, and they were wearing camouflage and the whole works. They were after it.
Yeah, they're after it. Okay, that's okay then. So Eddie, Del Norte is you say Del Norte, right?
We do, you know, the proper pronunciation is Del Norte, or Del Norte, or Del Norte, you know, Terry French, a white guy from Kansas, is the one who named Del Norte, so Del Norte and Del Norte.
Oh, so is that a French word then?
No, Terry French is actually, he was a guy from Kansas, and he came to Del Norte to the gold fields up on Somerville.
Yeah.
And on his way, well, he got shot, and then on the way he went back to Kansas, came back, and then named the town.
Oh, he named it after getting shot. That's quite a guy. He staggered and named the town.
Yeah, he did. You know, and so, but it's actually a Spanish name, and it is up the north.
Yeah,
you know, they look the same.
Yeah. Eddie, when did your family arrive there? You been there for a while, or?
Actually, we have. My family was actually one of 10 families that came west to Del Norte from San Luis. We came up through New Mexico, Santa Fe, then we settled. They settled in San Luis for a little bit, and then came west to Del Norte.
Uh-huh. Did they come for the mining as well, or other reasons?
Yeah, you know, it was other reasons. Actually, agriculture.
Uh-huh.
You know, in the beginning, but then mining took over, and Del Norte was the hub the mining here in Crete, Lake City, and Somerville. It's really cool. It's a pretty nice little place. I like it here. I've lived here all my life.
Yeah. Were the Atencios in mining as well, or just farming?
Just farming, but yeah. I'm into mining. I just got my dredge going, and I got all my permits set, and I'm ready to go look for and prospect for gold.
Yeah. Any luck so far? Or maybe you'd have to kill me if you told me, right?
Very little, but I won't tell you where.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't dream of asking. Where exactly is it?
It's up the mountains, you know, kind of west of Del Norte.
Do they still do those things where you stake a claim or something and you get a certain you get a plot and that's your claim?
Well, actually, you have to apply for it now.
Yeah.
You know, so you apply. I've got my permits just to dredge, and if I find any color or think that there's gold there, then what I'll do is I'll buy a claim.
Yeah. But you know? Before you get a claim, like who owns it before you get a claim? Is it?
It's a U.S. Forest Service or BLM.
Oh, it's all U.S. Forest Service.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It's U.S. Forest Service or BLM. Yeah.
And have you found? Have you? Can you say if you've probably found a little over the years, right?
You know what? I actually have found a little, not a lot. You know, I'm not getting retired yet, but
yeah. Enough? How much for a filling or for a ring or?
Well, let's see. I've got. I think I could buy like a six pack or something. You know, I don't know.
So you found $9 worth of gold. That's pretty good after all these years.
Well, actually, it's not even beer. It's probably Pepsi that I could buy.
And this, did you make up this rig that you got there? Did you build it yourself?
No, I didn't. I bought it like that. You know, I bought it down in Buena Vista.
Yeah.
And they told me, there's gold up there in the hills. And
yeah.
There is someplace. I just haven't found it yet.
Yeah. They didn't tell you where, unfortunately, right?
No, they haven't. They didn't tell me where.
And are you still farming out there as well?
You know what? There is still a lot of agriculture here.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, the farmers are still going at it pretty hard.
Yeah.
They're getting the hay up right now, you know. But with the drought situation, it's been kind of tough. But the mountains have been getting rain, lately.
And so this weekend, you're not working, though, this weekend, right? You got some plans. You're going to just have some fun. What are you going to do? A little fishing?
You know what? Well, the river's up today. It's kind of the Rio Grande. Mm-hmm. And I don't live like a mile from it, and so we won't go fishing today because it's pretty muddy. But actually, I'm a school teacher, and I have all summer off.
Oh, okay.
And so I have been playing quite a bit. I've had a really good time. I can't complain.
Yeah. When you say playing, how do you play?
Fish.
How do you play, Eddie?
You know, we travel. We travel quite a bit, my wife and I.
Yeah.
And we
you got go you got an Airstream or something? You got a trailer or how do you travel?
Yeah, we do. We've got a pop-up camper.
Oh, cool.
And we take it around and we camp in it and we go different places. We like to go to the different festivities around the state.
Mm-hmm.
Last weekend or weekend before, I think we were at the Donkey Derby days there in Cripple Creek, and it was a lot of fun.
The Donkey Derby?
Donkey Derby, yeah.
Yeah, did you pick the right donkey?
You know what? Actually, I didn't. I never saw the finish. You know,
did they ever get to the finish? They're donkeys.
They saw, well, evidently they did because they were pretty excited down the bottom of the hill.
the donkeys were, or the crowd was?
Well, I think the donkeys were glad they didn't have to run anymore. You know, so they're really, really brave and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But
is there big money in the Donkey Derby? Can you win some bucks on the Donkey Derby?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I doubt it. Yeah. You know, if you bet your wife, maybe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or you bet, you know, but I doubt it.
One more thing. And where do you teach at, Eddie?
I teach here in Del Norte.
Uh-huh. I mean, middle school or?
I teach fourth graders.
Fourth graders. Well, that's a good grade, isn't it?
It is a good grade.
Yeah.
You know, I like that grade. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
The kids still like you. But I have to stay on my toes. I have to stay in shape because I can still outrun every fourth and fifth grader in the school because you never know when you're going to have to run away from them, you know. So
yeah. Yeah. Well, you're in good shape if you can keep up with a fourth grader.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. They keep you in good shape.
Yeah. What do you teach, just all around fourth grade?
You know, I have been for the first 17 years I was teaching everything.
Yeah.
And then we started to we departmentalized, and so then I'm teaching science and social studies and color history.
Yeah.
So that's what I teach now.
Do you like that better or worse?
You know what? I like it, man. I really do because I miss teaching math because I really like teaching math.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I do like teaching science and social studies, especially colored history.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, cool. Very cool. And you get your whole summers off. That's still a good deal. Now, if we were coming down there to Del Norte, the town of the week, where would you take us first, Eddie?
Well, I'd take you to Alamosa.
Yeah?
Well, actually, today, if you were here today, I'd take you to Alamosa so, because the air show is on today.
Oh, the air show.
In Alamosa. So, Alamosa is 32 miles east of Del Norte.
Yeah.
But actually, you know what? We were in a pretty good area. I take you probably to Tukree, check out the shops over there. Take you to the Grand River for sure. Take you fishing. You have to do that.
Yeah.
You know, because my goal is to catch 500 fish.
What kind of fish you take out of that thing?
You know what? Mostly brown trout.
Brown trout. You know? Well, sounds good.
Yep. But I strictly catch and release, you know.
Are you?
Yeah. I like fish, and so I catch them, release them, put them back in the water.
Do you ever see the same one twice, and they're grateful when they see you again? Oh, good.
You know what?
It's Eddie. It's okay.
They look very familiar. They do. They look like, you know what? I think that fish knows me.
They probably do. They're pretty smart, actually, in their own fish-like way, don't you think?
Yeah, they are.
Trout are, anyway.
Trout are.
Yeah.
You know. But no, and then after that, I think after a hard day of fishing, take you down here to Three Barrels Brewery and have a couple beers. And
Three Barrels?
Some pizza, yeah.
Three Barrels between us, or?
Actually, we could do that.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to be there for a while, and I'm a slow drinker, Eddie.
Oh, yeah. Me, I don't drink at all, actually.
Oh.
No, unfortunately, they found out that I was allergic to beer, and it was like, oh, darn it, how could that happen to me? I guess I used my quota.
That's cool. And then for fine food, dining, where do we go around there?
You know, the Old West Hotel, they have a good dinner there. I mean, it's a quality food.
Yeah.
Then you have Caldillos, if you like Mexican food. Then Three Barrels Pizza.
Yeah.
If you like pizza. You know, but Boogie's Restaurant, you know, those are some places you want to hit. Mm-hmm. Family Dollar Inn.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but those are good places to eat. You know, that's one thing about Down North. You know, we do have some good restaurants and places to eat.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds good. So we got it all. We got the air show, and then, of course, we missed the donkeys, but we got the air show. So there's always something going on is what you're saying, right?
You know what? I'll tell you what. I'm always busy. I love it because there's always something to do. If I'm not fishing, I'm hunting. If I'm not doing any of that, I'm dredging or I'm riding my ATV up in the hills or just, doing whatever I want.
Yeah, cool.
You know, I do mountain biking and, you know, it's a good place. There's a lot of trails. We climb to the top of the hill here. We got a V on our hill. They call it Mount Lookout.
Oh, yeah?
And there's a trail there, and you can go all the way to the top and check out the whole valley because we live in San Luis Valley.
Oh, you live in the valley, but you go up on the trail. So you go on your ATV. Do you actually walk up there? Can you take the ATV to the top?
Yeah, no, you have to walk.
Yeah.
So if you come, we'll have to walk.
Okay.
But it's not bad.
All right. Well, after Three Barrels, I could maybe do it.
Yeah,
we'd have
to
stop a lot along the way.
That's okay. I'll wait for you.
Eddie, a pleasure talking with you. Very nice talking. We have a little something for you for taking the time to speak with us.
We do. Eddie, we'll be sending you the best of the Badger State in an assortment of handcrafted organic cheeses using exclusively RBGH-free milk from southwestern Wisconsin's Cedar Grove Cheese.
Cool.
Okay,
thank
Eddie.
You guys very much.
We'll send that to you. I'll put you on hold just to make sure we get an address from you and everything. But thanks for talking with us, Eddie.
Thanks, you guys, for having me.
Yeah, pleasure. Eddie Atencio, ladies and gentlemen, from Del Norte, Colorado. Our Town of the Week. For Eddie. Do it for Eddie. You want to hunt down here? Where's the? Can I have that? Give her that microphone there, and you got to find someone to take this dart.
Give her the microphone.
Give her the microphone.
Take,
then,
take
John.
The dart and what?
Yeah. Then take the
dart.
Take the dart.
Okay.
Jab it into your no.
Hey.
Take it, and while John
take
is leaving,
I go with John.
Throw it into his bag. No.
No, we need somebody to throw the dart.
That's it.
Does anybody want to throw the dart? No. Chance. Yes, sir. You have a What Do You Know shirt on. I noticed.
Yes.
What's your name?
Jan Bryson.
And where did you get the shirt from?
Memphis, Tennessee.
All right.
2001.
So is this your second
2001.
Time?
2001. It's a classic T-shirt. See you, man.
You seem extremely qualified for dart throwing. Come on up here. Watch your step. And close your eyes and take a shot. Well done. It looks like Anderson, California. Thank you so much.
Here, a beer cozy. Win a beer cozy. Congratulations. Very nice. All you're around there already. Went down there. Where did you say that was then?
Anderson, California.
Anderson, California? Is that Northern California?
Yeah, Northern California. I'm betting it's gold country too.
I wouldn't be surprised. You could make a specialty.
We can have a rush on gold country. Gold country, towns of the week.
All right, very good. And nice town of the week. I enjoyed that.